This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for the DJV Health Program on the air, part two this week. Dr. Ken is here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. That's where his clinic is. He treats people with heart problems, prevents people from having heart problems, is a great analyst when it comes to what's going on in the world of medicine in particular, and you know, some of the things that are ancillary to our health and well-being. That's our focus, has been for many years. Ken is all over the COVID thing. As I think in my general radio program, the DJV show, Monday through Friday, I have taken the position of wanting to be the leader when it comes to COVID information. Not much interested in talking about politics and that sort of stuff because I don't know that it helps a lot of people. What I think happens when we talk about COVID from any number of reflective places is it helps people to understand not only what's going on, but how to protect themselves. And we've had all this information for a year now, Ken. We've been talking about this pretty much nonstop. So let's find the new angles, including a study that I see you have studied about the likelihood of COVID reinfection. That's something that really is on a lot of people's minds. How long does the vaccine work? There are some reports this week that it only is good for 3 or 4 months. What say you?
Well, this is something we need to study. And we don't know the exact answer of what you just mentioned, how long the vaccine is going to be effective, whether we're going to need boosters or not, which of the various vaccines made by various different mechanisms will be the most effective with the longest duration. All of these, don't get upset because we don't know the answers to these questions yet, because this is a new disease and it's being studied. The people who were in the original studies to actually verify that the Moderna and the Pfizer study, the originally approved vaccines, were safe and effective, they're still being studied. The people in the Johnson & Johnson, they too are being studied. So we're learning how long the effectiveness of these vaccines will be. Hopefully they'll be a long, long time, but if we need a booster, heck, here's my arm, I'm ready. But we just don't know the answer. What I think you are referring to is if you have the disease and you get ill, what's your likelihood of getting it again? And it seems like when you're younger, the reinfection rate is low. But if you're elderly, you know, we're talking about 70 or higher, you're at increased risk and you just have to take all that much more protection, because in this disease, everything else, everything happens to the elderly worse. So now we learned this week your risk of getting reinfected not only is higher, as is your risk of getting severe COVID-19, because that is what it's all about, is preventing the severe form, the one that kills, the one that gets you into the hospital. And if I may, let me just add, if you haven't heard already, whatever the vaccine, all three that have been approved in America all prevent getting into the hospital, and they prevent death. And so forget all the other numbers and ratios you hear, because that is what is so important. That's the key ingredient to all this, is preventing hospitalization and death, and all three vaccines do. And please think really carefully about getting the vaccine. The only person who I think should think a little more about it is the one who's had any anaphylactic reaction in the past. And if you've had anaphylaxis in the past, just have a friendly visit with your allergist. You can do this even by telehealth. You don't even need to go in. Make an appointment, a consultation, and just discuss it with the allergist to see if there's any pre-medication that you might need. They're the real experts in this, and they can get you ready for this. But the anaphylactic reaction for the vaccines has been lower than most other vaccines, and the safety profile looks remarkably good.
All right. So there's some, that really is information to chew on a little bit here. Here's something that's very interesting in terms of those who are exposed. And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking about my own experience this past weekend. I was down in Connecticut doing some farm work and my truck broke down and I had to get a tow. The local tow service, a big, big company, actually run by a 70-year-old man named Joe Karras. And one of the things that I was most impressed with was his physical stamina and ability, but he also walked slowly. It was almost like a shuffle. And I know that you've said to me any number of times that people, as they get older, if you're not walking briskly, it's not good for a lot, not a good sign for a lot of things, apparently, including whether or not you get COVID, right?
That is true. A good overall general assessment, you know, doctors call it the eyeball test, looking at somebody and looking how they walk. And those of us who can walk upright, briskly, feel good, have a smile on our face, that is a remarkably good outcome predictor for the future. The next year looks pretty bright. But out of the International Journal of Obesity, you described very well what slow walkers look like. It seems like they, too, are at a risk of severe COVID-19, a high risk, just like the obese people, the diabetics, those who have certain heart issues, certain lung issues. You all know the risks. Some of those who have immune deficiency illnesses. But the slow walkers, too. I think that this group, although your description doesn't fit it, Doug, the slow walkers tend to be the frail, more elderly, and just in general a bit debilitated. And it's just, it goes along with that group that just seems to have their immune mechanisms not as potent, as effective as the fast walkers.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Well, that's a very important thing to keep abreast of all of these things, letting, you know, thinking about what happens to your body. Do people, the average person, does he or she pay attention to this sort of thing? Hopefully, with the awareness that folks get from listening to Dr. Ken here, you think, okay, wait a minute, I am walking slowly. What can I do about that? I better check it out. So there's one more help among many that you'll get just this week on DJV Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen announcing or introducing you, if you haven't heard before, about Clear, X-L-E-A-R. It's spelled that way because the main ingredient is xylitol, which is spelled with an X. So to get your attention and so you'll know what it's all about, the ingredient starts the word clear. It is a very helpful, natural way for you to keep your nose clean during the day. I do this. I'm going to let you listen for a second. I do that spray into my nose every 2 or 3 hours during the course of the day. What it does is not only do they say this in all the literature, but it really does happen. I found it to be the case with me and other people that I know who have used this, blocking bacteria and viruses, that sort of thing. What it also does is makes your nose feel fresh and clean. It moisturizes not only your nose, the sinus cavity, all of that stuff. So if you're going in and out a lot of buildings, if you're experiencing the beginnings of spring, sort of, what you're allergic to, let's keep your nose clean by using Clear. You can find Clear at lots of the drugstores around, most of the grocery stores around, that sort of thing. You can order it online as well. Amazon has Clear, XLEAR.com. Go to the website and help them and yourself out, because a lot of folks want to get the Center for Disease Control to issue guidelines that will direct doctors to use nasal sprays to combat a lot of things that are harmful in the air that get into our bodies. Doctors are using them, and maybe that is the clue that you want. Let's get CDC approval for using nasal sprays. You can lend your voice to the effort by going to clear.com, X-L-E-A-R.com, and sign the petition. Just look for the green tab. It's on the right side of the screen. Click on it and sign the petition. Please and thank you from Clear at clear.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
So your home or business Wi-Fi is weak, or maybe you're looking to the cloud for storing and sharing data. If that's the case, one company you should consider is TP-Link. We asked TP-Link's Ivan Dansevsky what makes TP-Link's products stand out.
What they should be thinking is three things. I think the first thing is ease of use. We're very easy to use. The second is price versus performance. Our performance is top-notch, and our price is, in most cases, if not better than any of our competitors on the market. And the third piece is brand presence and awareness. We are the number one world provider in Wi-Fi. Our products range from routers, access points, external and internal, switches, and networking.
For more info on making your home or business network the best it can be, check out tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands.
Both hands.
Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen with DJV Health. All right, so let's see what's next here. The FDA has provided a path for authorization of at-home testing. What's that going to involve, Ken?
Yeah, this is really an ultimate pinnacle to reach in our minds. Wouldn't it be great if we had a simple test for COVID where we wouldn't have to send anything out? We could just have everything in the ingredients in the box that we can buy ourselves, no prescription, bring it home, keep it home. If we have any doubt, we can test ourselves, see the results immediately, and know what's going on. Wouldn't that be a nice fantasy?
Yes, it would be wonderful.
And that is so close, and that's what this is all about. The FDA has announced a path for getting these items passed with an emergency use, because there are a few companies out there who believe they have that item ready to go, and the FDA announced what hurdles they need to reach to make it happen. So I'm expecting shortly we're going to have a test like that available, and we can get this done ourselves and know where we are.
Well, it's kind of like a thermometer at home.
Exactly.
It's the same. It sounds like the same kind of thing. All right.
Yes.
We're focusing a lot on COVID as usual. That is appropriate. The COVID cases have been underestimated, according to some, with antibody testing. This is one of those footballs, Ken. There are those who say that it's been way overdone because doctors and hospitals mainly have overreported COVID, so you get the $2,000 bounty per head from the government. So what is this latest thing suggesting?
Well, this is all about these estimates, trying to figure out how many amongst us have had COVID, because you'll see these Johns Hopkins scorecards and you'll see the number of people with COVID. And that actually is not the total number of Americans or people worldwide who've had COVID, because everyone who's had COVID obviously has not been measured by a test, shown that the antigen is positive, and gotten on the scorecard. So this test looked, and it only went through September of last year, looking at antibodies. That is a marker in the blood of who's already been infected. The bottom line is it showed that we've been underestimating on the scorecard by a half as of September 2020. I think it may even be higher by now. Bottom line is a lot of people have had COVID-19.
Yeah, well, that's very true. You get that. Certainly you've been influenced by it. Have we been influenced properly, I guess, is the question. We'll continue with more focus on COVID, patients, reports, et cetera, plus some other things probably worm their way into our discussion on DJV Health.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The numbers are out, Ken. The number one cause of death, number two cause of death, number three, et cetera, et cetera. How is this list different this year, and is it obvious what the numbers are?
Guess what is number three? And I don't think that's a hard guess for any of us.
Right. Yeah.
And that is COVID-19, the third leading cause of death in America in 2020. And it is what it is, but my prediction is in 2021, it'll no longer be number three. It'll be much, much lower. And in 2022, hopefully it's not even on the list.
What was number three last year?
Stroke.
If you go back here. Stroke. So it's not heart disease, but heart attacks and then stroke?
Heart attacks, cancer, and then stroke.
Mm-hmm. All right. I always thought that the heart attack and stroke numbers were the same, or they were put into the same category, but they're different there. So that really, your job then as a cardiologist seems twice as important when you put it that way.
Well,
right?
And also as a preventive cardiologist, the same lifestyle changes and treatment adjustments we make to lower the risk of heart disease, all of these factors lower the risk of getting severe COVID-19. So it's been a challenging year for all of us who provide
You know what? One of the challenges is the complications and the contradictions. You know, we talk about mask wearing, and the experts say it's really protection. You ought to do it. You say it. I say it. But a couple of weeks ago, the Center for Disease Control publishes a report that says mask wearing doesn't provide any real protection. So what it's like, hello, one hand doesn't know what the other hand is doing, and the public gets confused by all of this stuff.
Absolutely gets confused. And part of it is that knowledge, this is a new disease, there's new knowledge, but I'm not sure I know whether that's definitely, you know, initially Dr. Fauci, bless his heart, famously told us in the earliest months of this that it's no big deal, no, this isn't going to be a big issue, the whole illness, and then initially told us, you know, you don't need a mask, and now, you know, what does he come out with? Two masks on at once. So
yeah. Is it any wonder that people wonder about him? You know, he's been up and down.
Right.
And
I mean, people
believe him, they don't believe him.
Yes.
You know, he's a huckster for the drug companies. You know, he was responsible for the laboratory funding, even though Obama told him not to do it. He sent money that he had in his budget over to the Chinese to fund that damn. I mean, come on. After a while, you just kind of say to yourself, is there anybody who's not corrupted or capable of not being corrupted anymore? It seems awfully hard to find those. Now, another question about this, and then I want to get off of COVID, please. I think it's time we go pursue some other things. A study in University of Canada, or one university in Canada, says, suggesting that children could emerge from the COVID thing with underdeveloped immune systems because of the lockdown and not going outside and not being exposed to the things that build up our immune system. What do you think of that theory?
I think that is just one part of the underdevelopment of our children from this whole COVID-19. Being locked up as a result, we're going to be studying in the next few years all of the things that these children didn't develop. And that's why it's so important that our kids get back into school as quickly as possible. And especially we now know that he's talked about with the CDC. The CDC has announced 3 feet is fine.
Yeah,
and
changing.
And hopefully we're getting our kids back into school as the teachers get immunized and the teachers feel comfortable. And there's just an amazing amount of problems because of that.
All right. Processed meats and what they do to you in the next half hour of DJ.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Another Capitol Police officer killed in the line of duty in Washington, D.C. A man ramming his car into police officers at a barricade on Constitution Ave Friday. Officer Billy Evans killed. He's the second officer killed in the line of duty this year. The suspect ID'd is Indiana 25-year-old Noah Green. Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman says not much else is known about him.
We do not have the suspect on file with U.S. Capitol Police, so there's no indication at this time that there's any nexus to any member of Congress.
According to what appear to be Green's social media posts, he was a follower of the Nation of Islam and he recently lost his job while battling health issues. The New York Times reporting he was born in West Virginia, went to high school and college in Virginia. Pittman says Green was shot and killed after lunging at officers with a knife. One officer injured but in stable condition and expected to survive. This is USA Radio News. Flags at the White House lowered to half-staff in honor of the fallen Capitol Police officer. President Biden saying Friday he's heartbroken by the attack that claimed the life of Officer Billy Evans. He adds, "This has been a difficult time for the Capitol, everyone who works there, and those who protect it." The White House flags will remain at half-staff until sunset on Tuesday. Biden also discussing his new infrastructure plan. The $2 trillion plan released this week focuses on improving roads, bridges, and sewer systems across the country. Biden explaining why Republicans should be on board.
If a Republican saves the 400,000 homes and schools and daycare centers that have lead pipes delivering water to their doors, if they say we shouldn't be doing that, what do you think would happen if they found out all the lead pipes were up in the Capitol?
Republicans criticized the plan for its cost and the effects raising taxes to pay for it could have on the economy. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Back in the second half hour of DJV Health, I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. In this hour, it's safe. You use that term a lot. The vaccines are safe. That means that most people will have no negative effect. In fact, will be protected. One of the things that has been questioned, as you were just alluding to a few minutes ago, the fact that it was done quickly. But it really wasn't, because the components here have been things that companies like Pfizer and Moderna have been working on for a long time, the RNA part of it. So they just plugged in some new information. Isn't that why it was ready so quickly? It's not like everything started from scratch 6 months ago and voila, we've got the right things to keep us from getting sick.
Well, everything did start from scratch a little over a year ago. And let me just say, I'm talking from experience because I'm about 9 to 10 weeks out from the second vaccine. I had when I had my vaccine, I had the Pfizer only because it was the only one available at the time. The others hadn't yet to be approved. Mm-hmm. When I was notified that I was eligible, it took me about 5 minutes to respond because all along I've been more afraid for everybody, more afraid about the virus than the vaccine. And let me tell you a little bit about how this vaccine was made and why, although I hear this probably every day from patients, how can this be safe? It was made so quickly. Yes, the most recent antiviral vaccine that was made quickly, the mumps, was made in about 4 to 5 years, and usually the new antiviral vaccines take much longer. And here, this one, from the conception to the puncturing of an arm, was in less than a year. Amazing. It was more like 9 to 10 months. So how could this possibly be safe? The reason why this is actually was done probably is safer, we know, than any other new antiviral vaccine. It was because where the time was shrunk was in the startup to get the actual phase 3 study done. You do first the phase 1 with a few patients, phase 2 with a few more, and then the phase 3, you're dealing with 30,000-40,000 people, blinded, half get it, half don't get it. They just get some saline injected, some salt water injected into their arm, and people don't know who's who, giving it or receiving it. And then that phase 3 study, which is the big trial, and this is what needs to be completed to show that it's effective. The FDA set the bar for this vaccine of 50% effectiveness. They would approve it. And then afterwards, what happens in all FDA vaccines is that the FDA requires 30 days after the vaccine is inserted into the arm, a window of watching to see if there's any adverse effects. Because 98% of the adverse effects or more in viral vaccines and antiviral vaccines occur in that first 30 days. Now, you remember in the election, former President Trump got all upset because the FDA, right around the election, decided to extend the window of safety monitoring by 30 extra days. This had never happened. So this vaccine actually, instead of the usual 30 days that we use to watch, the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine, the FDA required 60 days after initial insertion in the phase 3 trial of monitoring. And now, beyond that first 2 months, we've had probably, another 6 months. So we're watching many, many months out now, and the incidence of severe side effects is less than the flu vaccine, less than any viral vaccines. The anaphylaxis rate is probably 1 in 300,000. You haven't heard anybody with Guillain-Barré. You haven't heard, deaths. There's been some rare possibilities, but these things also happen in people that are not vaccinated, so it doesn't look like they're outside the rate. Yes, the AstraZeneca vaccine, which is not approved in America, may have some clotting issues, and that's being looked at, but it is not approved in America. The other three don't seem to have that issue. And what was also amazingly done with the approval of the new Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson vaccine in America, this has never happened before with a new product. The companies making these new products actually started manufacturing, storing, and getting ready for delivery the product, the end product, before it was even approved by the FDA. So the federal government took all the risk out of manufacturing and getting ready for delivery these products if they did not get approved by the FDA. So the lag time that usually occurs for approval and then getting revved up to make and deliver the new item, that was all cut because the companies began to make it before it was approved. So that's why the startup to the phase 3 trial, the red tape amazingly was cut, and that time was shrank. And then the manufacturing time was started long before approval. But the key, the safety monitoring time for these vaccines was longer than what is usually expected and demanded by the FDA. This 1 month of safety monitoring was actually 2 months with these new vaccines.
Well, that's an interesting explanation, because what I've heard was, as I suggested when we started the conversation, that the RNA stuff had been in the works. They've been working on things with RNA for a number of years, and that's why it was easier. That's what I heard.
In animals, so. It had been in the early 2000s. My old alma mater, medical school at the University of Pennsylvania, they were using this new technology, this mRNA technology, for vaccines in animals, but had not gone to the humans. And this is where, with the COVID, it had been used in the Ebola vaccine, this new technology, and it had shown that it had been working well. So they were just ready. And the nice thing about the mRNA technology is it works faster to make a new vaccine for a new virus than the traditional technology. The startup time is quicker with this new technology, the mRNA. And they were, and they, you're right, they did have experience, especially with the Ebola, with other viruses, to try to figure it out.
Yeah. Okay. Dr. Ken, Doug Steffen here on DJV Health. A reminder about how to improve your memory now. Let's get our mind off of COVID for a moment and think about how your body is functioning in general and how your brain is functioning in general or specifically. Do you find your mind not as sharp as it used to be? Do you find that you're not thinking as clearly as you used to? Maybe your healthy brain function, as I found out in my trip to Seroscan out in Denver a couple of weeks ago, my brain is aging. Hello. Everybody's brain is aging. And as you get older, you need sort of a little boost. A little natural boost from Prevagen would be important. So if you want to support a healthier lifestyle with a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking, then you take Prevagen just like I do. This is a favor your body will begin to appreciate as soon as you start taking it. It's a need that you have, and a lot of research has been done along this line, the brain losing its cells through our lives. Matter of fact, I found out that 85,000 brain cells a day, one per second, that's 31 million cells every year, go bye-bye. So you need to support what's in your brain, enhance what's in your brain, and that's where Prevagen comes in. It improves your memory. It's better for short-term, long-term things going on. It's just an all-natural way. A lot of vitamin D is included in this, by the way, and other good things that mix in to help your brain have that extra strength. So as you get older, add Prevagen to your normal supplementary routine for a better brain, a healthier brain, and a better life, okay? Prevagen, find it wherever you get your supplements, find it in grocery stores, and order it online at Prevagen.com or on Amazon.
What's in store right now at your local Staples?
Your one-stop shop for shipping solutions.
Staples has everything your business needs to ship, like packing materials, mailers, and UPS shipping services.
And now, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services at Staples. Plus, buy two, get one free on decorative shipping supplies.
Staples can even help you customize your shipping materials to create a memorable unboxing experience for customers.
Staples, your total shipping solution.
In-store only, ends 4/3/21. Exclusions apply, while supplies last.
Let's start with everyone out there who loves flexing in the mirror. Yeah! Now, narrow it to all those muscle squeezers who hate stretching their wallet. Well, with my Walgreens, members earn an extra 5% in Walgreens cash rewards on Walgreens brand items. So head to Walgreens for great deals. Or limp if you're like me and forgot to stretch while getting in the car. Ah, my calf!
Right now, stock up on everything from pain relievers to vitamins with select Walgreens brand health and wellness items. Buy one, get one 50% off. Offer valid through 4/24 with my Walgreens. See Walgreens.com for details.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech. But Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen, here with more on focus on COVID now. I saw a local story here in my neck of the woods at a Worcester hospital, Worcester, Massachusetts. There is a project going on that seeks blood plasma from COVID patients. I know we've talked about this a little. People who have tested positive for COVID may have antibodies, right? So how would they use this? How do people? Because people give plasma, they give blood. The outcome of all of this work going to go just to people who have COVID that are in danger?
Well, this has been looked at in some studies recently to not actually be an effective way to go. So I think early on, when we didn't have any so-called therapeutics as opposed to vaccine, this seemed like a logical way to try to treat it based on prior endemics, prior viral illnesses. But it's looking like this is not the best way to go. And now we actually have these monoclonal antibodies where we can treat people with acute illness if they haven't, instead of the vaccine, which we use to prevent. But if you get acute illness, you go to your ER, you get an infusion of antibody, which is much better than taking the plasma or the blood from people who have had it, the COVID-19, and made the antibody and trying to get the antibody into them that way. It's much better to get the, it's much more higher concentration to get the infusion from the products that are being made now. That, remember, that's how that's how former President Trump got treated, and yeah. I think it really saved his life when he had his infusion.
Apparently, he was much sicker than a lot of people thought he was.
It's a good treatment if you're more than a little ill, and you have, or if you have risk factors for severe COVID-19 and you get a little ill, just call your local ER and see if they have the intravenous infusion of monoclonal antibody. It's a very effective way to get over this, to shorten the duration of illness and to decrease the severity of illness. I would greatly recommend that. Eli Lilly's, you know, another company that makes it, other than the one that President Trump had from, but there's at least a couple of brands out there, and I would go in that direction instead of getting blood transfusion from somebody who had the COVID-19.
So the president this week went out of his way in an interview to advise people to get the vaccine. A lot of people have been criticizing him, as you know. I coupled that with someone, another report on, I think it was CBS, about how hydroxychloroquine is not supposed to be, you know, it still isn't a good... I just find this stuff nauseous, frankly. The politics has gotten into it. But the fact that Trump said it's, you know, you should get the vaccine, I wonder if that's added up to more stats here, because the improving odds of people saying that they're going to get the vaccine is up like 49%. So there are more people who say, yeah, I'm going to get this. And more, it's more available. So we really should have herd immunity fairly quickly, don't you think?
I think that if what we're hearing from the Biden administration is that by the end of May, anyone who wants a vaccine will be able to get one. Mm-hmm. My recommendation is get whatever is available, because all three that are approved in America prevent death. They prevent hospitalization. And, you know, a month or two after that, I think by early summer, we're going to be at herd immunity unless there's a new variant sooner.
Dr. Ken, questions for Dr. Ken coming up next year.
Listening with compassion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Oftentimes, when people listen to others speak, they are really just waiting for the other person to stop talking so that they can chime in with whatever they want to say. We throw around advice easily and then take offense if others don't follow it. It seems to me that we tend to listen more with the intention of telling others something rather than to hear what others really have to say. Look, here's the key to effective listening. Listen with compassion. Listen to others with the complete intention of genuinely hearing everything they are trying to communicate. Listen to their words. Listen to their nonverbal communication. Just authentically and sincerely listen and watch the enormous difference true listening makes. For more on all things life, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLS Consumer Access.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dr. Ken is here with his weekly overview in the question about, I suppose we all have a lot of questions, but these are sort of specific questions about specific things. For example, the cost of obesity, because you are a preventative cardiologist and you're always talking about the measurements, you know, if you're this size, you're going to be obese and that sort of thing. So we all know that contributes to heart attacks and strokes, your specialty. What does it cost, literally, in terms of how much a year to our healthcare system?
What is the dollar cost?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It's huge. I've heard $6-7 billion a year with a B. But in terms of, there's many different costs, some that you don't even think about. Obviously, the cost to the healthcare system directly because of all the illnesses that obesity causes, from cancer to heart disease to strokes, diabetes, high blood pressure, many, many more. But also the loss of work, the productivity loss in the economy that we often don't think about is huge losses because of that, because of the illnesses that people get. So getting your BMI definitely under 30, that's the obesity line, and definitely also please under 25, that's being overweight. We want our BMIs ideally under 25, but definitely under 30, and that's where we're in the safe zone. The one exception is the very, very muscular person. The BMI falls apart because muscle is heavier, and it can make your BMI higher than what it should be, but it's okay. So if you're very muscular, talk to your doctor about your weight and your BMI.
But in the meantime, I think you and I measured, me and you, and I was a little over 25 and you were under it. I think I was 26 and you were 24.
You were getting very close. I mean, and also in the middle of the day, this is dry weight. When you wake up in the morning, you haven't yet consumed anything, and not to get too clinical, but you've done the bathroom things, and you're in as little clothing as you can wear without getting arrested. This is your ideal body weight, your dry weight.
Check it then. That's what Ken is telling.
Correct.
Check your weight then.
Because it varies up to 6 to 8 pounds with clothing, depending. You know, you're in heavy boots. You just consume a gallon of water,
remember,
and it's going to be so much more.
I remember last time I was in your office, one of your assistants said, "Will you please step on the scale?" And I weighed, I don't know, 183 or something. And she said, "Oh, it was higher than it was last year." And I said to her, "I bet you if I took all my clothes off and I stood here naked, I'd weigh 176.
Well, we don't want you to get arrested, but
if you put somebody on a scale with their clothes on, it's an irrelevant number.
But we know that when I look at it, I know the context of it, and it can vary, as I just said, so much. And that's why I love when people get it under controlled conditions in the morning, dry weight, and that's really the weight that you want to compare day to day.
Here's a question about anabolic steroids and whether they hurt your testicles. I think that goes in line with riding a bicycle, doesn't it? Or steroids that you're just talking about bodybuilders. A lot of bodybuilders use these steroids, right? Maybe we ought to explain, if we have time, the difference between the various kinds of steroids that are on the market.
Well, these are anabolic steroids are primarily male sex hormones, synthetic, like testosterone. And anybody who's using any kind of steroid without the direct supervision of a physician is looking for severe trouble, including death. So I would just urge nobody to take steroids of any sort without talking to a physician and doing it with the help of a physician and making sure the physician has a good indication for it. And it's not to build up muscle mass, because this is what you're talking about. That is one way to destroy your health. And I urge people not to take any kind of steroids to bulk up, because you're not doing it for your health.
Well, you see a lot of these bodybuilders, both men and women, who have been on certain types of steroids, and they die an early death. You start on it in your 20s, many of these people are dead before they're 50.
And you're going to do harm to your testicles and also other parts of your body. You don't want to do this. And no physician is going to give you steroids to build up muscle. It's just not a healthy thing to do.
No. All right, word to the wise. Questions for Dr. Ken. We always have them. If you've got them, send them to me at Doug@DougStephan.com. I am Doug Stephan. He is Dr. Ken Kronhaus. You can find him at Lake Cardiology. Give him a buzz if you want to have a great connection and lots of info. 352-735-1400. This is DJB Health.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.